Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you this morning to First Landmark Baptist Church here in Bentonville. We hope that God's got you going this morning and you're ready to praise Jesus, and we're going to stand and sing a song to Jesus this morning.
And all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And all the praise. And all the praise.
Good morning. I promised they did not let me have coffee this morning. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can watch last week's episode on our or listen to it on our website. I had too much coffee. But I'd like to welcome you to our services this morning. We're so glad you chose to worship with us. If you're visiting us with us this morning, I hope you receive a blessing from being here. We're so glad that you chose to be here. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near." And that's our praise. That's our proclamation that the world will see Jesus before it's too late. Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to turn to your neighbor and welcome them here, shake their hand, find someone that you don't know and welcome them to our service this morning.
Thank you.
and give you an opportunity to find your seat. And as you're heading there, I'll just give you a couple of announcements that you need to be aware of. After services this Sunday and probably up to March 25th, we're going to be having egg drop meetings. So if you're involved with that, if you find your seat, you can go ahead and sit down. We'll let you do that. You're not standing. We get to that point. Some people stand, some people sit, and they look at me like, I don't know what to do. It'll be egg drop meetings. We're getting ready for March 25th is our big egg drop. If you would like to be involved, if you want to volunteer, see Brother Kyle Frey. You can see me too. That'll work as well. Also tonight, ladies Bible study. Seamless understanding the Bible as one complete story. We'll start at 5 o'clock. I know they're very excited about this, so I encourage you, if you're a lady, guys, you're just out of luck. We're going to have 5 o'clock. Here we'll have a Bible study as well. The teens will be next door with our praise team, for the teens praise team. We'll do that tonight. Next Sunday, you need to be aware of something. We'll be springing forward. We're going to lose an hour of sleep. And everybody said, no, right? So don't forget that you are going to lose and you'll show up late, right? I think. I don't know how that works. There's also next Sunday will be a baby shower for Terry and Misty, our pastor and pastor's wife, for Addison Grace at 3:30 in the young adult room. So that's next Sunday as well. Also, we are starting a new sermon series this morning called Rethink. And there's actually a Bible app that we're encouraging if you have a smartphone or a tablet or something like that. It is the Bible app. There's a reading plan on there. Brother Terry has tried to share it on Facebook. Hopefully, this will help us to better understand and better follow the sermon series. So we encourage you to do that as well. At this time, let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll turn it back over to our worship team and continue praising Jesus this morning. If you'll bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you so much for this new day that you've given us, this Sunday morning that we have to worship your name and to have the freedom to boldly proclaim the name of Jesus and to worship you and to thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, I pray for our services this morning. Lord, I pray for those that are here in our congregation, that there's someone here that needs you, that is hurting, that has a need, that you would feel that this morning, Lord, that if there's someone searching for you, that will find you, because your word says, if you will seek me, you will find me. And God, I pray, and that's my prayer this morning, that there are those that need to find you this morning. Lord, we pray for our worship team, that they would lead us in song and union to be able to worship you and just experience you this morning. Lord, I pray for Pastor Terry as he comes and opens the word for us, Lord, that you would have a message that would speak to our hearts, God. We love you. We thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we've been talking about thinking about the Lord. Now let's talk about Since Jesus Came Into My Heart, page 407 in your hymns, if you want to join along.
Jesus came into my heart.
Lily of the Valley, page 416 in your hymnals, or look up here on the screens and we'll have the words for you. Sing 269 on the solid rock. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
That's not really a good morning, is it? It's good to see you here today. If you're visiting with us, I want to take a moment and say welcome to First Landmark Baptist Church. We're excited you're here. In your bulletin, there's a section that says, let's get acquainted. Take a moment, fill that out right now. We're going to have our offering here in just a few moments. But this morning is about worship. It's about seeing Jesus. It's about opening our heart. Let me ask a question. How many of you have had a rough week? Had a struggle? Had something that in life that just didn't go your way? Well, now's the time to lay it down, so we can focus our hearts and our lives with God. I'm going to ask our ushers to come this morning to receive our morning offering. I'm going to ask you to bow with me in prayer as we prepare for this time of giving and receiving. So, Father God, we love you. This week has been a hard week. There's been many in our church family who've struggled. There are many who've seen great success while others have seen great failures. But, Father, all in all, you are God. You are good. You've redeemed us. You've called us. Lord, you're leading us. Father, this morning, there are people in this place who don't know you. There are people in this place who are learning for the first time about you. There are people in this place who know far infinitely more about scriptures than I. And Father, I just want to thank you for each and every one of them. That, Father, your word may be broken. And Father, it would be bread to their soul. That, Father, that they would pursue to live a life with you in grace and humility. A life that longs to see the very face of God. That, Father, they would stand on that solid rock that we have just sung about. And that, Father, they would see you for who you are. Thank you for today. Thank you for this time of worship. It's in your Son's name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Satchel. Thank you for lifting up that song of praise, Karen. We've got one more song we're going to sing right before Brother Terry brings a message. And I'm just going to open up our hearts on this one as a deer. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for this bringing us together on this Sunday morning and just letting us worship you. We pray that you'll be with Brother Terry and his message now and just open our hearts and our minds and just fill us, Lord, with your presence. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.